Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Lee Harrington, welcome to studio. Double Olympic gold medalist. How are you?
All good, all good.
Is this a kind of like a colourful granny thing you're rocking this morning? A zippy cardigan?
I tell you, look, you haven't got my gloves with you now, calling me a granny.
It's a compliment, I'll say, on behalf of the grannies.
Someone get him a shovel, will you? He's going to keep digging here. I'm only joking. It's pink to make the boys and girls wink. I'm only joking.
You're in good form.
Ah, yeah, I'm always in good form in the morning. I'm a morning person. Now, about 3 o'clock today, I'll be like hanging together.
Oh, what's that Kelly like at 3 o'clock?
On the chair, probably stuffing my face with biscuits and stuff like that.
I'll never believe that.
I'll have a little nap and then we get up and go again.
Do you have a little nap, a little chair nap?
Sometimes I do, yeah. I love getting up the crack of dawn and not watching the sunrise, but I just love there's a great feeling of when you're up early and you're rising with the sun, and I know that sounds
totally
really
agree.
Weird, but like.
Oh. And you, because you walk around town, as you told us the last time you were in here a year ago.
Yeah.
You strolled around, and I bumped into you in the city only last week.
That's right, yeah.
It's true. Kelly Harrington is just wandering around.
And I did be walking around just looking up. I love walking around and looking up at buildings and the architecture of the buildings and stuff. And
really?
Just it's incredible, what? The man-made buildings, they're just absolutely amazing, and especially the buildings built back way, way back when, and if you actually just take time to walk around town, lift your head up out of your phone and just look at what's in front of you, it's beautiful, it's absolutely beautiful.
You've won all the architects over. You'll be doing a speech soon before the architect. But it's also just a sign of that you love your city.
Yeah, I love it, absolutely love it.
And it's they need you. They need you to go around and tell people it's fine. It's a beautiful place to come because it's getting a lot of bad press at the moment. But never from your direction.
No, never from my direction. Look, there's bad stuff happening all over the world, And we try to take the positives out of what we can each day and just go with that,
Also, no one's going to take you on.
No. They might now, though, if they see me in this granny's jumper.
It is. It's very trendy. It's very trendy on you.
You have to say that now.
No, it really is. Although you did say you're taking a nap at the afternoon, so full granny. Come here. When you won last August in Paris, which was extraordinary and brilliant, you immediately announced your retirement, basically. Are you still happy with that decision?
Yeah, I'm still happy. I'm back out. I'm training with the team. I'm just training with the team.
Yeah.
Because it's what I've been used to doing for many years now. And I love being out there. I'm not training every day with the team. I'm going in and out, just keeping fit. And just trying to basically pass on my experience and a little bit of knowledge that I have to other people. But I don't intend to. Yeah, I seen stuff that was up that I was going to the World Championships in March, but I'm definitely not going to the World Championships in March.
Happening.
I'll be following the girls when they're out there, watching their fights online and stuff and seeing how they're doing, which I know they're going to do great because they've had great preparation and great camps. But I won't be there.
No.
So
to what extent have you eased off the training then? Would you be fit enough to box if you wanted to, or are you...
That's a very good question. I'd be probably fit enough to do a minute and a half rounds instead of 3 minute rounds. But it's my body weight. So I'd fight at 60 kilos.
Yeah.
Now I'm 66 kilos. So I'm a stone heavier than what I was last year in August. I'm really, really happy and comfortable with my body. It does take some adjusting to it, because your whole body shape changes, you're not as athletic as you used to be. I'm still fit, I still go to the gym, and it's just not as intense. But yeah, so my body weight is heavier, but I love my body, I love me curves, I love everything about it, I just love being me and being able, not having to. So sometimes if Jordan, my career, if we're out and we're eating or anything like that, you know, I'd always be kind of watching what I'm eating.
Of course, yeah.
And then I'd be thinking, right, what am I going to do now? Because like I've ate too much, I'm going to have to do something tomorrow just to counteract that, you know. But now I don't have to do that. Now I can just...
That's why you're having your biscuits.
That's it. You know what I mean? Biscuits at 3 o'clock in the day. Where would you get it?
Much deserved. My God,
yeah.
It was long enough. The headlines from your last interview were, Kelly isn't fully closing the door on a return to the ring. So you're 34, aren't you? You were saying no. You're
35.
You're 35. Yeah. You're saying no, you're never going to go back into the ring competitively.
No, that's it. That's it. Done, dusted. Yeah. Paris, that last fight was the dance in the ring at the end of that was like, I can't believe I'm never going to be here again, you know? Now I miss it. Like, I do miss the feeling of, it's absolute madness, you know, and it's I'm allowed to be me true self, me true maddest when I'm in that zone. So I miss that, you know. I haven't been that mad now since last August, you know.
And but you got that moment.
I got that moment.
It was a beautiful moment, you dancing in the ring on your own, because you said you wanted to win this one for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And to go out like that, you know, like I do think, like personally, I could sit here and say, yeah, I'd love to go next year and I do think I could do it, but thinking you can do it and doing it is two different things. Like, I do think sometimes we don't know when enough is enough. Like, and enough is enough. I've done everything. Everybody keeps saying, you go for a third one, you know? And I'm like, oh, Janie. Like, I just know. Like, I'm on
my biscuits.
Yeah,
that's
I'm back on the biscuits, bro.
Categorical end. I was reading your book with Roddy Doyle. And after winning in Tokyo, you just went back to your, because it was pandemic times. It was a quiet celebration that night, wasn't it? What did you do in Paris? Because you were out and about the next day, weren't you, visiting was it a retirement home or somewhere?
Yeah, there was. So just literally outside, there's loads of different entrances in the village. But outside one of the entrances, there was a nursing home. And I had passed it by once or twice. And they had loads of stuff up, like they'd done loads of paintings and they had the flags and the buntings out and all. So I just thought, you know what, like, it'd be nice to pop in there. So I popped in after, like, I think it was the day after I boxed. And I just brought the medal in. Now, they didn't speak English, but they know what a medal is and they know what the Olympics is because it's all happening, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just popped in and showed them and they were just smiling, you know. They knew what it was. They didn't have a clue who I was, but they were, you know, they probably have never, some of them may have never seen or touched an Olympic medal before. So yeah, for me, I was delighted to be able to do that and bring that in and show them. And they got pictures and stuff with it. So
it was
nice,
idea,
you know.
And it was fairly spontaneous, wasn't it? You just had seen it during your time in Paris.
Just walking by, that was it. Like, just seeing it. And like, I just think when I'm that age and if I'm in a nursing home and if the Olympics is ever in Ireland, God, that's a big...
Oh, no.
But like, if there's ever anything like that, like, I would love someone to come in and show me their medals, you know. So like, that's the way I was looking at it, you know.
I know that's a gorgeous thing. And again, it kind of says that you observe things around you when you're wandering about, when you're walking.
Yeah.
Looking at the building. Somebody's text in here saying, Kelly is the president we need. Of course, you've turned 35 now. You're eligible.
I have no clue how to go for a president's role, but look,
we can fill you
I'm
in.
The president of Dublin One, and that's all that matters, really.
That's it. She's ruling herself out. Oh, yeah. It's very boring for the whole year that we're going to ask every guest.
But I'd love to live in a
scaff,
though, I'm telling you now.
You'd like to live in the Oris.
Oh, the dogs would have an absolute ball up there.
Your publicist is right now going, oh my God, Kelly, no. You've just announced you're running. Yeah, my gosh, it is a place for dogs. After
oh,
all,
I tell you, the last time I was only ever up there once. What am I saying? The last time I was up there,
only there once.
I was only there once. Yeah, yeah. After Paris, we were all invited up. So
because of the pandemic, you couldn't go.
Went up and I tell you, they've some nice food. The cakes they had were unreal. And then the horses. We went down and had a look at the horses and the dog. We couldn't find the dog. The dog. We couldn't see him, but I was thinking, imagine like living there and just having that, all of that, like Oh, space to let your dogs run
you
around.
You don't have to imagine, Kelly. Just say the word and we'll launch the campaign now.
No, but if the next president just invites me up for a week, I can stay there for a week even. Do you know what I mean? Might have a week's holiday up in the president's house.
That's game on. So you're offering your endorsement if you're not running yourself in exchange for a week's stay with the dogs, yourself and Mandy.
Living with the president.
So Linda Martin, President Linda Martin, who loves the dog, you will definitely welcome yourself and Mandy. Your two dogs, what are they called again?
Nidge and Gus.
Oh yeah, that's
Nidge
right.
And Gus, yeah.
And poor Al Macy, but the ashes are there. And you still say good morning, good evening?
Every day, yeah. Oh, I say, and sometimes I'll go up the stairs and I'll go, oh, forgot to say good night. And I come back down and I say good night. People think that's absolutely bizarre, but like...
They don't.
It's like, it's not that bizarre to me. It's she was me best pal, so just say good night and that's it.
Ah, yeah. Back to interviewing. So no offers, there must have been offers to turn pro though that you would have turned down.
Well, there was, but I've, yeah.
And the money that's on offer there is extraordinary.
Look, you can have all the money in the world and be unhappy. You can have all the money in the world and if you're not well in your head, like, what do you do with that money? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think taking punches with small gloves and doing those longer rounds, it's not my cup of tea. I like having my head guard on to protect me. I like wearing the 10-ounce gloves that are a bit more padded to protect me. And my style of boxing is hit and don't get hit. And I've never tried to go to town on someone to try and look for the finish. I just do enough to get the job done and that's it. Like if I beat someone by a pint or two, I'm absolutely delighted with that. I don't need to be beating someone up, you know.
And you can be look back at your career and be absolutely happy with.
Yeah, very happy with it. And professional is just completely different. It's, you know, you're basically looking after everybody else. You're the money maker and everybody's making off of you. So... That's not my, it's a business and I'm not.
It's worked quite well for Katie Taylor though, hasn't she? She turned pro, obviously. I don't think she's contracted to do any more fights at the moment, but there's constant speculation with that Croke Park date maybe with Serrano. Do you think that would happen? Do you think she should wrap it up now? Have you any views on that?
No, like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we're both two different people. So what she feels is good for her is good for her. And what I feel for me is for me, you know. So if she feels like she's fit, healthy and good to continue on, all power to her, you know. That's why not, like, you know. And it's something that she wants to do and that's what she likes, but it's not my cup of tea, so that's why I'm choosing not to do it, you know. But I wouldn't say oh, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, you know, because different strokes are different folks, really.
I mean, you've got all the diplomatic skills and everything.
This is all, I'm telling you.
This is all pointing towards.
I could be a politician.
Hasn't ruled it out. Boxing is a sport in the Olympics, of course, was looking dodgy, wasn't it, for LA 2028? But it looks like it might happen now. The International Olympic Committee, I think, have given provisional.
They've stepped in. And
that's a big thing, isn't they're getting, it, for us?
It's not in at the moment, but they've okayed it and it will come in. Look, boxing will always be in the Olympics. You believe
it'll definitely happen?
Yeah, definitely.
This time last year it was a huge doubt, like, even it was confirmed obviously for Paris, but the next one.
Sure, they were talking about it as well for Paris that it might not be in and it was in. And right. You know, someone like it, they always get the job done and it's good, you know.
Now, one of the things you are doing, you went back to St. Vincent's, didn't you? You've been working there part time as you had before.
Yeah.
Love that job still.
Yeah.
And you've kept at that. Now, another job you're doing brand ambassadorships left, right and centre. That's what you're talking about today.
Yeah.
Tell us about this community fund that you're helping.
So it's the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund and there's a fund there of like up to 200,000 to be given out to community groups that supports young people.
Yeah.
And I'll back anything that's like that, you know, because obviously I'm coming from a disadvantaged community, Dublin One, and, you know, we're not that disadvantaged, but we have got our disadvantages in there.
Yeah.
And... You know, I just like we were doing the campaign the other day and I got to meet a couple of the groups who had previously won. And it's just to see how the money helps them to grow as a group and as young people, as leaders, you know, it's fantastic what the money can do. And when we were doing the campaign the other day, I just was like, you know what, like my own club, my own boxing club, St. Mary's Boxing Club in Tallaght, needs to apply for this fund itself as well, because it's really, really great. Like, you can, there's all kinds of things you can do. It can help with like nutritional skills, like weight making for different sports and stuff, and then like arts, music. It's all like
the homework clubs, all that sort of stuff.
All of it.
See, the Irish
you know?
Youth Foundation are involved. They're a brilliant charity. Yeah.
But if you're
in
not
the north
in,
as well,
that's it. Yeah,
Youth it's Action Northern Ireland.
But you need to be in it you need to apply. You know, and like there's going to be thousands that are applying. You know, but you definitely need to apply to be in with a chance to being chosen. You know, and if you do want to apply, it's coca-cola.ie/thankyou.
coca-cola.ie/thankyou. And the closing day for applications is Wednesday the 26th of March. They're offering grants of between 10,000 to 25,000 euro to help communities, and that's in its 15th year.
Yeah,
Kelly, so we've hit all the kind of points there now. There's loads of messages coming into you here now. There's nothing quite like Kelly's laugh to inject some positivity into a Monday morning. We should send her to talk to Trump. That laugh could soften any disagreement, says Peter Maldoyle. How much laughter out of Kelly Arrington might sort him out?
Oh, or I could just give him me ring walks there down, and he'd be like, oh, Janie.
You can kind of give that pose. He'd be impressed by that, any kind of show of force. Enough is as good as a feast. Wise woman, Kelly for president. What a breath of fresh air Kelly is. Such a heartwarming laughter.
Thanks very much.
Keep rising with the sun and lifting your head to appreciate what's right in front of you. A nice lesson for us all. It is actually. Lovely to hear from Kelly again. She's such a positive role model for our young girls. My 8-year-old daughter wrote her a letter after proudly watching her at the Olympics. Kelly sent her a card back, yes, and it still has pride of place in our bedroom wall.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
Thank you for
I'm glad to hear that.
The you've done for Ireland and continue to do so. Do you get cards and letters from people?
I do. I get I always get cards and letters, and I do try to write back to them. You know, I just think if people have taken their time to send you a card or a letter, then you should try your best to write back. Now, a lot of them come in and they don't have addresses on them.
Oh, right.
But I do also I love when people put their phone number on it. Because I'll ring them up just randomly. Now, I always hide my number, you know.
The publicist is going to go, no. Or you can hide your number.
I do hide my number all the time.
And
I just ring them up.
Call from you.
Or a school will send me, schools are often sending letters, and they don't even put the address on it. They just put Kelly Harrington, Olympic champion, and it turns up at the house. But I love, I'll ring the school up and I'll ask for the student. And they'll be like, who is it? And then I tell them who it is, and they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, no, I got a letter and I just wanted to ring them and thank them. It's random, but I just think it's deadly. The kids That's are like, great. Oh my God, you know, it's...
That is great.
It's brilliant,
That, it takes a time and effort to do that, so fair play to you.
But you know what? I'm never asked to do it. That's why I do it. You know, I hate being asked to do stuff and I'm like, okay, I'm not doing it. Someone asks me to do something, I'm very that's
you,
it.
You decide.
I'm not going. Dinner with my self at 6:30. I can't cancel that again. I'm like the Grinch.
What is this about you and a drum kit that Mandy, your wife, bought you for Christmas?
So Christmas morning, Mandy had said to me, right, I have a present. She'd been telling me about this for ages, right? She didn't tell me what it was.
Oh, it was a surprise gift, okay.
It was a surprise. And I was convinced she was after getting another dog, and I wasn't happy. But I was like, "This is when I see it, I'm going to be happy." But I'm not happy right now, you know. So, Christmas morning, she's like, "Right, come on, quick, come upstairs." And I was like, "What?" Because I thought it was going to be downstairs. And she's like, "Open the door," and I was thinking, has she had that in there all night, with the door closed? And I opens the door, and there's this drum kit with the headphones, so when you're playing no one else can hear you. And I never played an instrument in my life,
really. We know you can sing.
I give it a bash, but I opened the door, and when I seen the drum, I was like, oh, I've always wanted one of these. But I tell you, the crack you have with it, like, because you just put the earphones on. No one else. Now I did buy a speaker because I have to
has to hear.
The whole of Portland Row has to hear it. You know what I mean? The window's open. There's me banging out the drums. I haven't got a clue what I'm playing, but I can play a bit of U2 Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. And what else can I play?
So you're Larry Mulliniling hard.
I'm telling you, I'm like, but it's so like, so Mandy's
there would be
really
rhythm with boxing, obviously. So it has to be.
But it's so like your foot has to go as well because you have to like boom, boom, tch,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
boom, tch, like all this kind of stuff. But we had workers in last week and they were moving something for us in the house. And I was like, they were in that room. And the drum kit was there and they're like, oh, what's that? And I was explaining to them and they were like, oh, can you put the headphones on? I was like, I don't mind the headphones. I'll turn this up. And I'm in pyjamas, like, and Mandy's downstairs in the kitchen.
What an image.
And I'm like, waiting to hear this. Tell me if you know what song this is. So Ian starts to play the U2 Bloody Sunday.
Did you? Already? You only got this at Christmas.
And the two lads are like, oh, that's you too, Bloody Sunday, you know, like, yeah. And I'm bursting, like, I'm absolutely in a heap upstairs laughing because I know Mandy's downstairs absolutely cringe and going, I can't believe she's upstairs in the bedroom playing the drums for the two fellas who are doing a bit of work in the house. Like, I'm so embarrassed for her, but like,
you're PJs, but you just don't do embarrassment.
They mean pajamas, like, no. Oh, I tell you,
you don't do embarrassment.
No, no.
Come here, what else do I have to ask you? So we have to find out, you need a headline, you see, from all of these interviews. Will you do a high-performance job in Sport Ireland or something like that? What will you do?
I haven't been asked to do any of those type of jobs, but I mean, if the opportunity arose, I would definitely explore it. But at the moment, like, I'd love to, like, I'm trying to start up a little allotment at the back of the house there, and I'd love to have like some kind of coffee shop, like, just to, so it's bring, I love bringing people together, like, you know.
Yeah.
So the Northeast in our city and TU Dublin are doing they're starting up this program. They do it actually every year, and I just seen it on their Instagram page, and I was like, do you know what, I'm going to do that. It's a startup entrepreneurship program.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to go, now it's only on for 2.5 hours every Friday, but I'm going to partner down to that every Friday for 2.5 hours and
see what's going on.
Throw a few ideas around and see what we come up with.
Kelly's Cafe.
Do you know, I'd love to bring out a tea brand, Kelly's Tea.
Oh, are you into more tea than a coffee drinker?
Two sips and you're hooked. Or like Kelly's Tea. There's a real punch to it. Here, when we were over in Paris, me
you
and
have
the physio
thought a lot
were,
about this.
We were when I, we were I in Paris, we were like literally like this amount of time you
head.
Have on your hands, it's like, oh, I tell you, it's a real knockout.
There was another thing you were thinking about, which was a Paul O'Grady style show. The late Paul O'Grady did a great show on dogs. And did any offers come in through there? Because you put the
No, nothing has come in yet. But
that's because you announced.
No one takes me serious.
Do
you know
it,
what I mean? Nobody takes me serious. Like, you know,
we do take serious. And by the way, you're a great presenter because you have co-presented before.
I met someone the other day, and I told them this is what I want to do, and I have this plan, and I told them about the plan about the for the love of dogs, but you'd have to change the name up and all because that was Paul O'Grady's.
Yeah.
And they said
for the glove of dogs.
For the glove of dogs, yeah, that's a very good one actually. So we said, look, if you get a phone call offer RTE, don't turn it down. You know, don't block it, because that's what normally happens. I'm only joking. no, so I mean, that,
speaking
you
of RTE, Jack Woolley is doing well on Dancing with the Stars.
Like
he's a friend of yours.
He's a friend of mine and Reese as well, you know. But honestly, what was his dance like to Grace the Wolf Tones? Like, wasn't
right,
that just
I mean, that
amazing?
Was all of your dreams yeah. in one, wasn't it?
Yeah, just bawling my eyes out. You know, he's just Jack Woolley is a phenomenal person. He's just really, really good. He's a good person, and it's hard to meet people like that.
Yeah.
And he's one of the good ones. And I love Jack because he is himself, mm-hmm. and he's never tried to be anything else other than himself. And he's not afraid to be himself. And that's what I love about him, you know. And
I can see kindred spirits. Yeah. But you were also the first person to get in contact with him when he was beaten up that time on the street.
Yeah, because I had been over in Tokyo with him and he had lost over there and I was chatting to him a good bit and then we come home and then when I'd seen that had happened to him in town, I was half raging I wasn't there when it had happened, as But I just knew, you know what, that's a really low moment because you're coming back from an Olympic Games and you're already sad, you know what I mean? You're already down in the dumps because it didn't go as planned. And then this happens on top of that. So I just thought he needed a friend and, you know, that's
the right person.
Yeah, that's what friends do, you know what I mean?
He's a great place now. I mean, we had him here a couple of months ago and he's recovered from that, although he'll point out the thing on his face, which none of us can see.
Yeah.
And he's doing a stormer on the dance.
Yeah, I think there's two weeks left in it now, isn't
there?
Goes
to the Patrick's weekend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So. And it looks like it's Reese versus him, isn't it? It's cool.
Yeah, it's that's a tough one. Do you know, it is a tough one, but yeah, yeah. And I don't know what way it works. So what way does that happen? Will that still come down to voting or?
It would be. It's voting and judges, isn't it? I can never figure out.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard.
Kevin Dundon's gone anyway. That's the.
Yeah, yeah.
Grannies of Ireland be fuming away.
I'm saying nothing. I'm learning to keep my mouth shut when I should. You know what I mean?
I have to get to the rule everything out now. Dancing with the Stars for you.
That's done. Never doing that. Never doing it. They tried to poach me when I was in there. No, I couldn't.
If you want to do it, you'll show. You'll offer yourself.
No, I wouldn't do it. If they come up with some kind of singing masked program, but although my voice, everybody, even when I sing, you can't miss my voice.
You'll just laugh in the middle of it.
That's it. Yeah.
Masked singer. This is good crack as ever. Thanks a million for coming.
No, thanks very much for having me.
And good luck with the everything that you're doing, even though you've left the door open to the Oars on Oaktaron.
Thank you very much. And I hope all the listeners have a really great week.
Kelly Harrington, ladies and gentlemen.